Hello, beautiful friends. Welcome back to the Unity Garden Homestead. I'm Stephanie Bandozik. I am a homesteader, a storyteller, a lover of all things natural wellness, and I am in beautiful upstate New York, the traditional lands of the Haudenosaunee people. It's unseasonably warm here in upstate New York. It got up to the high 40s today, but it is still chilly in my house. So I am bundled up with a warm cup of tea. I would love to know where you're coming from and what it is like in your neck of the woods today. I thought that I would share with you a booklet that I got from the local branch of the church that I belong to. Because a lot of times I get questions about what metaphysical Christianity is and how being a metaphysical Christian is different than the other types of Christians that you might meet and how the beliefs might differ. So I thought that if I shared this Advent book with you, it would be a really good way to give you an overview of what some of the Unity principles are and ideas are. As I said, Unity Church, the local branch for me, is in Albany, New York. It is not Unitarian. A lot of times when I say Unity Church, people think that I mean Unitarian Universalist. We're not Unitarian. Unity Church is a non-denominational metaphysical Christian church. So although we follow Jesus because we want to be like him, a lot of our beliefs are actually not the same as a lot of the other Christians that you might know. So when I got this book, A Christmas of Light and Peace, at my local Unity Church on Sunday, where I went to see an awesome concert by Joy Adler, it was a wonderful time, super fun. She's so talented. So check out Joy Adler if you like inspirational local music. So I picked up this booklet and I'm going to go through the booklet every single day from now until the end of the booklet, which doesn't even end at Christmas. It goes all the way through the Epiphany. It goes through the 12 days of Christmas. So A Christmas of Light and Peace, you can get your own copy of the Advent 22 booklet. If you go to unity.org, you can get a lot of information about Unity Church there and also just read more online. But if you want your own copy of the 2022 Advent book, A Christmas of Light and Peace, go to unity.org and you'll be able to pick one up. Or if you're in my local area, stop by Unity Albany and you'll be able to get one there. So the first thing that we come to is finding light and peace at Christmas. So finding light and peace at Christmas. Your friends in Unity love creating this Advent booklet for you each year. We imagine you busily preparing for Christmas and want to offer you just a moment each day when you can pause, breathe, and remember the hope, faith, peace, love, and joy of this season. We also imagine this year may be spiritually challenging for you, as it has been for many of us. How do we hold on to faith when so much seems out of alignment with our infinite good? How do we see the world through spiritual eyes, remembering the divine essence of each being? Positive thinking does not mean blocking out reality or pretending to be happy when outer circumstances feel precarious. We are spiritual beings, yet we are on a human journey that is sometimes difficult. This year's Advent messages acknowledge both of those truths, that we may experience tribulation and that our divine nature equips us with the strength and wisdom we need. May you be blessed this Christmas season and remember that you are light and peace for this world. Signed, Your Friends in Unity. So the theme this year, finding light and peace at Christmas. And the next reading Igniting Hope in the World. Another holiday season is upon us. As one who is all consumed by the sparkle and magic of the season, even I must admit that the past few years have been challenging in many ways. This year is no different. My heart can easily stray from the purity and warmth of the season, with so much turmoil swirling about in today's world. As a result, I find myself contemplating how I might return to my childlike wonder of the holidays in the face of pain and suffering that has occurred throughout the course of this year. So much divisiveness, overwhelm, nearly everything. Then it occurred to me, perhaps this is precisely the reason I must work to find my inner child and rekindle the spirit of the holidays within myself. This season is marked by traditions that symbolize hope. They are built upon the promise of better days and better ways. Maybe hope sparks the gentle and generous warmth of the season within us each year. Maybe hope fuels our generosity and our seasonal compassion for our human family. Is it possible that this same hope sparks our thoughts, words, actions, in such a way that the optimism of the holidays spills forth from each of us into wonderful acts of kindness and love? I submit that at the very least, hope must be a contributing factor. For this hope to continue to ignite an eternal glow in each of us, mustn't we then take it upon ourselves to lead by example? Can we find it in ourselves to acknowledge the turbulence in the world and at the same time commit to exuding peace and light to ignite hope in those around us? I think this may be our call to this season, to shine forth our inner love and light and hope for all to see, to once again connect with the magic and nostalgia of the season, and to embrace the childlike love and enthusiasm of the season. In doing so, we are not only creating hope for ourselves and those in our circles, but we are out-picturing that very hope in our actions. We are affirming in our activity the hope that fuels us is manifesting in an outpouring of generosity and spirit in all that we do. Let us look beyond unrest this year and turn to hope. May it be the shining star that guides us to live out loud the hope we have for better days and better ways. Signed, Reverend Jim Blake, the CEO of Unity World Headquarters. The last reading that I'm going to share with you today is called What Child Is This? It was December 1990, just months after the beginning of the Gulf War, when I found myself stationed in Japan at the Misawa Air Base. It was my first Christmas away from home, and my first in a foreign country, so everything was different and new. Serving in the military overseas is a unique experience in itself. Doing so in a time of conflict, I created a longing in me for the things of home. I turned to the season's music for comfort and joy to cope with the distance. I found a song that somehow felt new to me in my Christmas music collection. What Child Is This? What Child Is This is a Christmas hymn that William Chatterton Dix wrote in 1865. I fell in love with it and often found myself lost in the mystery of the soulfulness of each word's movement. The intellectual side of me knew and understood that the song heralded the birth of Yeshua, while the intuitive that I was becoming saw this as a lens through which I could look upon the world around me. In the face of the Gulf War, I quietly questioned, "What child is this, being born through all the chaos and destruction?" In looking at my life away from this familiar, the question became, "What child is this, being born out of the unfamiliar?" Every year since, I have become more aware of how every element of the story comes to life anew for us. In their own way, the Christmas stories become the poetry of rebellion and the song of change that allows us to choose on which side of history we will land. The same is true in every element of our seasonal rituals, as they allow more God through us to be made known in the world in times of violence or peace, helplessness or hope. What will remain for us when every decoration is appropriately stored and every candle is extinguished? What remains is for us to take up our living, loving, and being in the world together. We must be daring enough to question our impact on the world and desire to know what is born in us and what is born in the world when we ask. Many of our traditions and rituals involve retelling the stories, singing the songs, and gathering to remember and claim the origin story as part of our own stories. We must be prepared to go and tell it on the mountains of our lives today and the holy birth that did not just happen long ago, but is happening now and again in all of us. Beloved, more God is known through our faith, love, and acts that bring peace. Where we place the focus of our question, "What child is this?" becomes the focus of the blessings, of the love and light and hope that come to life through us. Signed, Reverend Kathy Beasley. Reverend Kathy Beasley is a staff minister at the Unity Central Florida in Orlando and is a training supervisor in the Unity Prayer Ministry, where we actually have a 1-800 prayer line where you can call 1-800-NOW-PRAY and someone will give you some positive prayer 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So this booklet, A Christmas of Light and Hope from Unity Church, starts with those readings and continues on through the 12 days of Christmas. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about making peace with grief at Christmas. So I'm going to read Making Peace with Grief at Christmas, which gives us some background of how you're not the only one if you're not having the merriest of Christmases right now, and gives us some practical tips on how we can still have a merry Christmas by planning ahead. And then each day I'm going to share with you one of the readings for that day of Advent, which again goes all the way not just through Christmas but through the 12 days of Christmas, ending in the Epiphany on Friday, January 6th, 2023. So I hope that by sharing this Advent Unity reading with you, that I will not only inspire you to have a little bit of a more light and love and hope and faith-filled holiday season, no matter how you celebrate, but also share a little bit about metaphysical Christianity and how my beliefs may be a little bit different from what you see celebrated in other Christian churches, even other non-denominational Christian churches. One of the things that I think of often is when I brought a Jewish friend to my church for an interfaith service, and they looked around and they said, "There's no crosses in this church." And my first My first answer, just off the top of my head, was we're really not crucifixion people, we're resurrection people. That's not the official answer, but that's what my heart feels to say about that. So I hope that this will give you, again, some inspiration, some love, some light, some hope, some peace, some joy. I would love if you could join me all through Advent, but even if you pop in now and then, I totally understand. I'd be so grateful if you appreciated any of this, if you would share it with someone who you think might enjoy it or appreciate it and get value from it too. Again, if you share anything with me that you got out of this, I would love to hear that. It would mean the world to me if you feel comfortable sharing anything that maybe particularly touched you or anything you want to dig a little deeper on or any questions you might have. I'll do my best to answer or direct you to the right places to get the answers if I don't know myself. As always, I am sending you love, light, peace, blessings, and joy. Please take care of yourself, take care of each other, and take care